So here we are with Emily, and tonight we're going to be talking about Once Upon a Time, which is a TV show that both Steve and I are not terribly familiar with, but Emily tells us it has ties to Disney. Hi, Emily.
Hello. Hey.
Nice to talk to y'all tonight. Absolutely, it has ties to Disney. It's all about Disney. Okay, so Once Upon a Time is in its second season. It is on ABC on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
And obviously, if it's ABC, you think it could lean towards Disney anyway, but this one absolutely does. It deals with fairy tale characters. To start with, it is from the creators of Lost.
Ooh,
we like Lost.
Yeah. Is there an airplane that comes from Sydney and crashes on an island?
Not yet, but I don't know. But they do have some of the same actors. The dude that looks like Hagrid from Harry Potter.
Oh, Hurley.
Hurley.
Hurley with his lottery numbers.
He's the giant in here, but I'm getting ahead of myself. So from the creators, these guys, they also did Tron Legacy, and they did Lost.
Okay.
So that kind of gives you an idea of the way they write, the kind of things that they do. You know, it's lots of loopholes. It's lots of flash back and forth kind of thing. But if you like Lost, it's like similar to Lost, but with fairy tale characters.
Yeah.
So
it sounds dangerous already, because when Lost came out, I think we like TiVo'd a bunch of them or something, or we got them on DVD. And then for like a week, you didn't see me because
that was 24.
Is that 24?
Yeah. Lost. We got on board pretty quickly with that one.
And then sometimes
maybe we missed the first season. I think we did.
Like, just one more. It's only 3 a.m. Come on, just one more.
Yeah, that was
so
you.
Oh, good.
Oh, you were bad with that.
Yeah, so this sounds dangerous. I don't know if I could watch this show.
Well, Disney fan could definitely do that with Once Upon a Time. It takes place in a fictitious town called Storybrooke, Maine. And all the people that live in Storybrooke, Maine are under a curse. Uh-huh. They don't know this, but they're under a curse.
Oh, kind of like the people that didn't know that they were dead.
See, the only episode of Lost I watched was the very last one, just to be funny.
Oh.
I watched the last one.
Awful.
But yes, they are under a curse. They do not know who they are. They don't remember their past or anything like it. And they've not realized that they've not been aging for 28 years. Everything has stayed the same in this little town, Storybrooke, Maine, for 28 years. And they don't really recognize why everything stays the same, why nobody's aging. It's just how it is. But anyway, they're under a curse. As it turns out, the show kind of goes back and forth in between Storybrooke, Maine, which is technically modern day in our time, and then back to the fairy tale world. Back in the fairy tale world, the evil queen, Snow White's stepmother, she obviously hates Snow White, and there's a lot of backstory as to why, but she has cursed all of these characters, and in this fairy tale land, all these fairy tales, they're all friends. They all know each other. You know, Sleeping Beauty knows Cinderella and, you know, knows Snow White, and they go to balls together and be princesses together, whatever. But anyway, they all know each other. And all these fairy tale characters, they all know each other. Well, the evil queen, again, Snow White's stepmother, she has cursed them, and she just busts in on actually Snow White and Prince Charming's wedding to tell them that she's going to take away their happy endings. And she says, "My curse is coming. I'm going to take away your happy endings." So, of course, they all panic. They pull their resources. They pull, you know, they've got the people that got good magic, you know, the blue fairy from Pinocchio. You know, they've got people that have good magic and everything, and they're pulling together what they can do to save themselves. They're in their whole land from the evil queen's curse. So, as it turns out, the only thing they can do, they realize that they can create this portal into another world to get one person through that will be their savior. So
okay, wait, don't tell me. So who would you have come through to be your savior, Lisa? But you can't tell us on the show either, because then it'll spoil for everybody.
No. You know from the beginning who the savior is.
All right, hold on.
Well, it depends on my circumstances.
Who's your savior?
Yeah, but it depends on what I need saving from.
You just heard.
But it's going to be a little bit different.
Oh, this is tough for you to pick a savior.
I want Tramp.
Tramp? From Lady and the Tramp?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know. Okay, who's my you know what? I want Flynn Rider.
There you go.
Ooh,
there's one.
Flynn Rider.
That's
good. That was a good one.
All right. Well, yep. Thank you. Leave me alone now.
Mm. Well, as it turns out, there is one person that is as powerful as the Evil Queen, and he is known as the Dark One in the fantasy world. And they are at odds, the Evil Queen and the Dark One. They are at odds, even though they're both bad. They kind of go back and forth as to who can be the worst. Well, he is Rumpelstiltskin. He is the
Never
Dark
trusted
one.
Him.
And he is imprisoned, but they go to him to find out, how can we break this curse? How can we fight against the Evil Queen? And he says, the only one that can save you from this is the child that Snow White is carrying. So she and Prince Charming, see, it is really cool. She and Prince Charming are having a baby. And this is, you know, months after their wedding, they're having a baby. And he says that child will be the savior. He said on her 28th birthday, she will break the curse. So what they try to do is figure out a way that they can get Snow White through the portal into the other world so that she can have the baby, and the baby can save them all from the curse when she's 28 years old. Now, Snow White goes into labor early, has the baby before the portal is ready, so the baby has to be put into the portal alone, and therefore Emma, who is to be the savior of this Storybrooke, Maine, Emma grows up an orphan. Okay?
Because so she's gone through by... Okay.
Yes, there was a magic portal that they created that only one person could go through. And it was going to be Snow White, because obviously if she was pregnant, she would still count as one. But she had the baby early before the portal was finished. So therefore, they had to put the baby through the portal alone. And so she came through into, quote, our world, but as a child, and was raised again as an orphan in and out of foster care. So that's Emma. Emma is the one that, again, is to be the savior. Let's see, looking at my notes to.
Well, it sounds like a lot to keep up with.
It is a lot to keep up with, but it's fascinating once you get through. You'll follow along in that first episode, you'll figure it out.
Okay, so I have a question. Is this something? I know Steve was thinking, you know, how do you catch up, like Lost? You really had to watch it from the beginning.
You absolutely have to watch it from the beginning. It's just so much fun. The first season is on Netflix. You can get that on Netflix. You can even order, I think it's on iTunes as well, that you can download from there. And then the second season, I think you can hang, there's a few episodes, more recent ones, that are still on the ABC website, but you can get all of them, I think, on Hulu.
Okay.
But another cool thing that I thought, another Disney connection to Once Upon a Time, is that Jennifer Goodwin, who plays Snow White, was there at Disney when they had the Fantasyland expansion opening in December.
Okay. Now, who does she play?
She's Snow White.
Okay, she kind of fits that bill.
Right.
You know, because they had her come out and do the whole presentation thing, and I didn't know who she was.
Well, I watched some of that, and it was so cool because the way they phrased some of it, they said that the spell had been broken. You wouldn't have picked that up. You didn't.
It didn't make sense to me.
Right. But Once Upon a Time fans would have been really excited about that. But she said the spell had been broken. So what they were saying was, all this Fantasyland expansion was already there. It's always been there. The spell has now been broken, and now you all can see it. And it was really cool how they, in the show, at the end of the season, they said, it's the end of season one. They said the magic is coming. And you see this purple smoke. Because I think they used some smoke in Lost, didn't they? This weird smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We had purple smoke at the end of season one. And they said the magic is coming. And so they did some of that, too, in the promotions for Fantasyland expansion. They used that purple smoke to indicate more about the Fantasyland expansion and everything. So it's really cool how they tied those in. Fans of both, you know, would have really, really enjoyed how they connected those two things.
Well, I mean, you gave us a good synopsis of what the show's about and a lot of the main characters. I think if people, they really need to just go back and start the show, start it over if they want to get into this. It's not the kind of thing you can jump into.
No, you miss so much of it if you don't go back and start it from the beginning. You just can't appreciate it.
Is it a half-hour show or 60 minutes?
It's an hour. It's an hour, yeah.
Okay. See, now I don't know if I want to get into that because an hour is a lot of time to dedicate.
Well, if you're watching it online, it's not a whole hour.
That's true.
45 minutes with no with no commercials.
Yeah.
And it's fairly kid-friendly. That's, you know, we're pretty picky about what we let our children watch. And
is it scary?
Yeah, there are some scary characters. I mean, some scary creatures and stuff. Maleficent. I mean, she's not pretty.
I don't need the kids having nightmares.
No,
I think they'd like I think Amber could appreciate and tie together the whole relationship between the show and the movie she's seen. And I think it'd just scare Brooke.
Yeah, I would watch it before you let your older one watch it. Anyway, there's some salacious scenes with Snow White and Prince Charming that
okay.
get a little a little further along than I would let my 8-year-old watch. But you know, there's other episodes that have none of that. Once that storyline is passed, you know, it's okay. But I would just preview all that for parents to okay. watch that before they watch it. Let their kids watch it.
That's cool. And you know, we just recently got Netflix, so I'm in. I like this. I think I'm gonna have to start watching this. And I'm going to make Steve watch with me.
I'll tell you, one episode and you'll be hooked. I promise. It's really good.
All right. Excellent. Well, this sounds really good.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I enjoy talking about it. Told you, I get on a tangent and I go for days.
our show is no stranger to tangents. Trust me.